Hey there, it's Brett Bassick
and Toddy Smith.
We're the host of the Good Boys Podcast.
As a YouTuber and a model,
and a music executive and startup CEO,
we have collected some unbelievable stories and life lessons.
And we want to share them with you.
Each week on the Good Boys Podcast, we're going to have incredible guests from all types of entertainment.
They'll be sharing their most hilarious, stressful, and life-changing moments.
In a time of constant content creation and pressure to always be on to bigger and better things,
we're here to take a moment to slow down and reflect back on some amazing times with you.
So please tune in each Tuesday to the Good Boys for free.
And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on a good boy time.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into another Dead End Sports 365 video. And today I'm reacting to Deshaun Watson. No, not because of him signing to Cleveland or anything. I know that was a big frenzy for the NFL. But I'm actually reacting to people actually thinking that Cleveland now is a Super Bowl contender or even deep playoff contender. We haven't seen Deshaun Watson play in like an umpteen amount of months, going on many, many years since his last game, all because of course, the sexual allegations and all that. But even when he was playing, let's keep it honest, he didn't take the Texans that far in the playoffs, let alone anywhere near to where we think that he is a elite superstar QB. I know he put up the great numbers that he did his last season. We're almost throwing for 5,000 yards and having a bunch of touchdowns, but it didn't amount to shit either. So my thing is, he was up a lot on Patty that first year. I think that Patty's Super Bowl season, they didn't win that game either. So him going to Cleveland and then being in that AFC North division with the Bengals, of course, I'm a Cincinnati fan, of course. The Bengals coming off a Super Bowl run and the Ravens before Lamar got hurt, they were 8-4. The Steelers made the playoffs with a bum Big Ben. I don't know. I'm not feeling Deshaun Watson that much, but I'm willing to give him grace and all that. However, I think we need to taper down those expectations because they ain't got shit on offense in Cleveland outside of Nick Chubb, who, again, it's a running back, so they can be a bit broke at any point in time of the season. So I don't know. I'm on watch, actually, with Deshaun Watson for Cleveland. So those are my thoughts. Let me know what y'all think.